This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Fewer MAX buses may be on the road next month, and riders might have to pay higher fares. The Transit Authority says it's in a crunch because Birmingham doesn't contribute enough to cover its service costs. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports in the latest chapter for a transit system historically plagued with problems.
The bus is about to depart from...
Lucinda Franklin sprints down the walkway at the Birmingham bus terminal. It's about 9:30 on a Thursday morning. She usually rides the bus from downtown to Southwest Birmingham for a class. She yells for the driver to wait, but Franklin misses her bus. She says this scene is nothing new.
You know, they'll ride right past you. Just like I know she turned around, she saw me knocking on the window, so I'm gonna be late for my class.
The bus is her only transportation, and the cost of riding could go up starting next month. MAX Transit officials propose phasing in fare increases. One-way fares would go from $1.25 to $1.50, with more increases planned over the next couple of years. Officials have also proposed cutting some routes and ending bus service earlier in the evening on others. That troubles bus rider Anna Brown.
You're cutting my service, then you're cutting the time back to 7 o'clock, where most buses will run until 9 o'clock. And you're cutting that back, but you're asking me to spend more money out of my pocket.
Officials with MAX Transit say they have no choice. Alabama is one of a handful of states that doesn't fund public transit. The city of Birmingham maintained its $10 million contribution to the bus system in this year's budget. Jefferson County and other cities like Bessemer and Homewood also chip in. But transit officials say the system needs more. Frank Martin, the interim transit director, says balancing the budget requires tough decisions. The challenge is to eliminate a funding gap that's been in place for 3 years, he says. But there's another problem. The buses aren't reliable, and Martin knows that.
We realize that we do have a problem with on-time performance. We have a technology issue. We know that the riding public relies on us to get from home to work or school or what have you, and that's very important that they arrive on time.
Students and teachers at the Red Mountain School in Avondale see the problems firsthand. Once a week, the students visit parks and attractions around the city by bus.
Typically, we don't have trouble in the mornings. It seems like the routes are consistent, but when we return home after lunch and after 1 p.m., we've had a lot of trouble with buses just not showing up.
That's Mandy Dieter, a teacher at Red Mountain School. On a trip last year, they used a transit app to plan their trip back to school. Dieter says the route was posted and they waited for a bus for close to an hour across from Regent Field. The bus didn't show, so they walked a few blocks to the bus terminal on Morris Avenue, caught another bus, and turned it into a teachable moment, she says.
You have to always be prepared in a city to change, and then our specific city, that what about these people that depend on this bus?
And that's a lot of people. The Transit Authority says it averages 3 million riders a year. Some of those riders weighed in at a series of public forums recently. Martin made a few changes based on that feedback. He says there may be more changes before the Transit Board votes on the proposal next month. Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart, WBHM.